Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. Happy Easter. Oh, wow, you're still alive. Good. Praise God. Wonderful. Well, the season of the Easter joy continues for us all as we enter this third Sunday and third week of the beautiful resurrection season where we celebrate Jesus' victory over sin and death, giving thanks to God for such a great love he has poured out for us to live in and to be a part of. To all of you visiting us here in the cathedral, welcome to your home away from home. And to all of you visiting us, but being with us via television, radio, internet, and social media, we welcome you and we pray for you, praying that this third Sunday of Easter is always filled with the hope and the joy that comes from realizing Jesus' victory out of love for all of us. And for those of you in the hospitals, we pray for you in a very special way and asking the Lord to watch over you in this time of suffering and that he leads you down a road to recovery. My dear family, we also want to acknowledge the wonderful gift this day of being grateful to God for hospital volunteers. It's Hospital Volunteer Appreciation, and what a joy it is that we're able to have such wonderful people to greet us as we approach the doors of our hospitals and to be able to just have them show us with great compassion the way towards our loved ones. So we thank God for such a great presence in the hospitals and ask the Lord to continue to watch over them and fill them with the spirit of compassion and joy. My dear family, as we continue this wonderful season of Easter, we ask the Lord to bless this water that we are about to bless. Let me see. This is the wrong book. Hold on. But now I have to find a page. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Lord our God, in your mercy, be present to your people's prayers and for us who recall the wondrous work of our creation and still the greater work of our redemption. We ask that you graciously bless this water, for you have created water to make the fields fruitful and to refresh and cleanse our bodies. You also made water the instrument of your mercy, for through water you freed your people from slavery and quenched their thirst in the desert. Through water the prophets proclaimed the new covenant you were to enter upon with all the human race. And last of all, through water, which Christ made holy in the Jordan, you have renewed our corrupted nature in the bath of regeneration. And therefore, may this water be for us a memorial of the baptism we have received, and grant that we may share in the gladness of all our brothers and sisters who at Easter have received their baptism. Through Christ our Lord, amen. Don't go too far, stay right here. Thank you. You can put that in there. God cleanses of our sins, and through the celebration of this Eucharist, make us worthy to share at the table of his kingdom. Amen. Glory to God. Let us pray. May your people exalt forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit, so that rejoicing now in the restored glory of our adoption, we may look forward in confident hope to the rejoicing of the day of resurrection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter said to the people, "The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence when he had decided to release him. You denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. Now I know, brothers, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did. But God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away." The word of the Lord. Letter of St. John. My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the Righteous One. He is expiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. The way we may be sure that we know him is to keep his commandments. Those who say, I know him, but do not keep his commandments, are liars, and the truth is not in them. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be with you. But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you can see I have. And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, Have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear family, what is the first thing Jesus tells the disciples today in the gospel? Someone said it. Peace be with you. Now, Now that you've been given the answer, my dear family, what is the first thing Jesus tells the disciples? Exactly. Is that peace still with you? Because what was the first thing Jesus told the disciples when he appeared to them last week? Exactly. Why does he keep repeating himself? Because it's the first thing that always escapes us. At the first moment of challenge, the first thing to go is our peace. Just like that. We could be having the greatest and finest of all days, and we are so at ease with ourselves, and we're so at peace, and then all of a sudden, boom. Happens to everyone, priests included. Why? Why is something that is so good for us the easiest thing for us to lose? If it comes from the one who is most powerful, our Lord. You know, Jesus, in his resurrection, appears to his disciples to try to encourage them because there's a mission to be done. And we're reading about that mission in the Acts of the Apostles all throughout this season. But none of that can be accomplished if they're not at peace within themselves. Because at the first sign of challenge, they're going to collapse and they're going to run away. If you'll notice, there's a big difference in the disciples now. Before the resurrection, when all was going on, they all ran away. They all ran away as quickly as they could. They ran away, they denied Jesus, they were all afraid. But even after the resurrection, there's still fear there. Why? Because it still has not been revealed to them what must always be present in our lives, so that the appreciation and the beauty of our life can always be appreciated first and foremost by you. That's what this peace brings. He wants you to realize something beautiful about yourself. And that is what is so important, because today's letter from St. John reminds you, whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. The love of God is truly perfected in you if you keep his word. And what is his word? To know him. For in knowing him is to know yourself. There's no greater person to know if you want to figure out who you are than God himself. Because everyone else will have an opinion of you. The Lord will have a fact about you. Big difference. Because everyone else will try to tell you, and Jesus already knows you. Because in this love, he created you in the beautiful gift of his own image and likeness, and he has found everything beautiful about you because of that. Do you see that about yourself? Or have all of a sudden opinions of the world, which mean nothing, all of a sudden mean everything when they shouldn't? The fact of realizing that God, in his wonderful gift of self, gave that self to the very one that he wants to always dwell in this peace. And that is what is so beautiful. That is what's so wonderful about what we celebrate in this Easter season. But my dear family, you have to come to realize this. I have to come to realize this. Because no one else can realize that for you except you. Because you're the one that lives here. You're the only person that dwells in this temple. And that is a wonderful thing that is existing in this world. But the world is trying very hard right now to not let the face of the Lord shine upon us. We just sang so beautifully in the psalm, Lord, let your face shine upon us. When I call, answer me, O my just God. You who relieve me when I am in distress. And he does. All in all, what has to happen, my dear family, is that We have to stay close to the refreshing waters. We can't let time go by that all of a sudden we disconnect from the one who's the Lord, who created us and who rose from the dead, destroying it and destroying sin, and who has nothing but everything beautiful that he wants us to partake in today. But you must take care of the one he cares about, you. So through that, you're able to take care of each other. And there, you're able to form and keep together the unity that's meant to be there in your families, in your relationships, and with your friends. True friends. True friends. Just because you belong to a circle of friends doesn't mean they're all friends. At the first moment that all of a sudden, you know, you want to spend more time with God, they mock you. No. And so what do? Mock them back? No, you pray for them. We're never part of that club. But it's about realizing what we already have and knowing the one, knowing the Lord, not knowing about him. Everyone knows about God. Everyone. Everyone knows about God. But they don't know him. Which is why many don't have a relationship with God, because they don't know him. They know about him. Even Satan knows about God. But what's kind of scary is that, you know, he also knows him. He knows the power, and he knows how much the love is strong for you. But do we know the power? And do we know the power of the love he has for us? That will defend us, that will protect us, that will shield us. But all we have to do is be open to receiving it. So that we stay fresh, we stay new. As the opening prayer said, youthful. You're all youthful on the inside. But if we let go of him, then we're going to be like a lot of these Easter lilies. You know? Here's one that I forgot to get rid of. Oh. I thought I had gotten rid of all of them, but look. Is that you? Is that how you feel? You know? Or is this you? Still reaching for the skies, realizing the Lord is good. I mean, many a times we're like this one. Barely alive. Because all of what's been put on our shoulders, all that's been thrown at us by the world, all that, you know, all of a sudden we've been convinced by the world that we're not worth of. No, my dear family. You're meant to always stay fresh, new, youthful. Not this. Why? Because eventually, you break off. Very easily. But when you're still fresh, it's not as easy. Because you're still firmly rooted in the one who's giving you the life that is worth living. And that is God. I'm going to put this one here for now. This one, oh well. It saw better days. But unfortunately, this one will not see another day. And if you're a plant person, save your letters. All right? But all in all, my dear family, what the Lord wants you to realize is this will never be you. Ever, if we stay with the one who keeps us young, who keeps us vibrant, who keeps us beautiful, who keeps us filled with the life that lets us always enjoy what we can until we're able to enjoy what will be ours forever, the eternal. May this peace, which strengthens us and keeps us strong, be always with you. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With great confidence in our Father's love for us, let us ask that he hear the needs we now present.
For the church, that we may be a compassionate and forgiving people, as we preach repentance for the forgiveness of sins to all the nations, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, that they may always grow in wisdom and insight, that they may be committed to the truth as they exercise their leadership, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them, that God may extend his healing hand upon them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That families and all who live with autism and other disabilities find their faith to be a source of strength, community, and hope, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And this morning we pray for all hospital volunteers, that they always have the spirit of love and compassion, and that we give thanks to God for the time they give to those who enter the hospitals, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Sam Morales, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Ruben Moreno, Mr. and Mrs. Gregorio Farias, and Dr. George Flood, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving Father, all of this we do ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Accept sacrifice at our hands for the praise of the Lord.
Receive, O Lord, we pray, these offerings of your exalted church, and as you have given her cause for such great gladness, grant also that the gifts we bring may bear fruit in perpetual happiness through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to love you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people, exult in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. With faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace, Stephen, peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word and my soul shall be done. Body and blood of Christ bring us everlasting life. Body and blood of Christ bring us everlasting life.
For those who continue to join us from home, the hospitals, or wherever you may be this day, please join with me in offering the prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray.
Look with kindness upon your people, O Lord, and grant, we pray, that those you were pleased to renew by eternal mysteries may attain in their flesh the incorruptible glory of the resurrection. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Praying you have a wonderful, blessed Sunday and a blessed week that lies ahead. And we will, if we allow the peace of Christ to go with us and dwell in us. Don't let anyone, anything, take it away. That's yours. It's the greatest gift we can have. So, one last time. What was the first thing that Jesus told his disciples when he appeared to them? Oh, wonderful. What's going to go with you wherever you go this week? Oh, wonderful. I thought you were going to say, peace be with you. So, that was a trick question. The Lord be with you. May the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thanks be to God. Happy Easter and have a blessed Sunday, all of you. Please turn to your neighbor and wish each other a very peaceful and blessed Sunday.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movi and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.